Hey, I'm Jake.
And I'm Jamie.
And today we'll be reviewing A Complete Unknown.
Coming up next. So A Complete Unknown is the latest biopic which stars Timothée Chalamet as Bob Dylan. Now this covers Bob Dylan's early career to about, from his earliest beginnings to about Highway 61, and the movie really focuses on his performances at the Newport Film Folk Festivals 1964 and 1965, specifically the Climax, which is the 1965 Folk Festival, which centers around his decision to go with more rock instrumentals, which really pushes against his final, like, father figure, Paul, what's his last name? Pete Seeger, played by Edward Norton, and kind of just how the tradition of folk runs. He also has relationships with Joan Baez, played by Monica Barbaro, and Elle Fanning, playing Sylvia Russo, which is a fictionalized version of his early girlfriend at the time. And that's just kind of what the movie is. And so, yeah, what's your opinion on it?
I thought it was really good. The main thing I was going into thinking about was, how is Timothée Chalamet going to do as Bob Dylan? Because we've seen all these different biopics of different singers. We've seen Taron Egerton do Elton John. We've seen Austin Butler do Elvis. How is he going to do? And I thought he did a good job. The singing was pretty good. I think they did a pretty good job. I think more of the issues with how he played him was more in his, like, talking of him and how he played him. But, yeah, what'd you think?
Yeah, I actually really didn't have that many issues with his performance. I know a lot of people, it's like this New York filmster hype and he's trying to do like this Midwestern folk singer. But I actually think the accent's pretty good. And again, like, the songs were not dealing with Freddie Mercury or Elton John. So, you know, the accent is able to work in a folk setting where, like, the singing isn't need to be that great. My issues with him just kind of come with his characterization and the dialogue. But that's just kind of some minor quibbles here and there.
Yeah, I think the plot was really good. I think it was a good way of telling the story. I do think there were a couple jump cuts that could have went a little bit longer, cut a little bit things in between, but I think they covered it really well, and it kind of showed how he was a nobody, how he meets Pete Seeger, and how he just, like, becomes this legendary singer.
Yeah, I will say, for the first half, because this movie kind of has, like, a hard half stop point after the 64 Folk Festival when we jump to 65. And I think that first half is actually really, really strong. I really like him meeting Pete Seeger. I like his budding relationships with Johnny Cash, and specifically Woody Guthrie, who he meets at the beginning. That's why he travels to New York. And I really like how they establish a connection with the people that he idolizes. And that's, like, the only bit of motivation we really get for Bob Dylan. And I really like that. That's a driving motif, and I think that's really interesting. And, you know, I like his opening relationship with Sylvia, and I like how he finds a kinship with Joan Baez. But once the movie kind of has to movie by the halfway point and we get his whole start about trying to make more rock instrumentals, that's where the movie kind of loses me. I'm not sure if you felt the same way.
Well, I do feel the same way, and that's kind of the issue. Like you said, it was kind of movie-ified, and the fact that it's a movie, it needs plot, it needs conflict, it needs something that can push it towards not just this is what happened, word for word, step for step. But I do think the whole idea of him playing rock music and exactly the stuff that happened at the Newport Film Festival, Newport Folk Festival in 1965 was really interesting, the way they handled the whole battle between who wants it and who doesn't.
Yeah, I mean, for me, it was kind of the situation where, like, even though at, like, the halfway point and you have, like, the first folk festival and you have the times which are changing, which is my favorite scene in the movie, it does feel like this big, like, movie moment, but it feels really earned. It's very low-key. It's a folk festival. It's not trying to be this big thing, and it's just kind of like a somber character moment for everyone. And then we get to the second part, and it's like this rush scene where all, like, the folk heads are trying to, like, get the song and cut the audio feed, and it's this big, dumb climax, and I don't think the movie needed that.
So one interesting thing I found with that scene is that they tried to make it that when Bob Dylan comes in and he doesn't do folk and he does rock, that the fans aren't going to like it. But what I would notice in the film is that there were a lot of fans who did like it because it was Bob Dylan.
In reality, it was pretty mixed. And one thing I wanted to point out was Pete Seeger, Edward Norton's character, who in my opinion is actually the best performance in the movie.
I really love him.
I really think he gives, like, a nuanced role. He actually kind of walked back a lot of his actions during the festival, to Pete Seeger himself, and he, like, understood what Bob Dylan was going for, and he was kind of more reflective on it. And I wish we got to see that in the movie. And my hot take kind of for this movie is I really wish more of it was in Pete Seeger's perspective. I wish he was kind of like an observant of Bob Dylan and how he's shaping folk music. And then so when folk, he goes in this new direction, while he's hesitant, he's accepting and understands the music history.
Well, that's the thing, is that I do like your idea of showing it from Pete Seeger's point of view, because if I'm seeing it from Bob Dylan's point of view, you kind of understand why Bob Dylan goes onto the path he does and the way he does. If you see it from Pete Seeger's point of view, it makes the whole conflict at the end throughout the folk festival a lot more interesting, because like, wait, he made this crazy pivot that no one fully understands.
Yeah, and then he kind of comes to terms with it. And I also think it would have played well with the idea of musical legacies. And, you know, well, I like how Bob Dylan kind of gets inspired to go with the rock thing at the end by listening to Johnny Cash drunk in like a random parking lot. I think that was really cute. I kind of wish he played, and maybe this would be too fictionalized, I wish he played the rock music for Woody Guthrie in one of his visits and got Woody Guthrie's approval. And then we got a scene where Pete Seeger understood that Woody Guthrie approved of him, almost understanding that, like, yes, this legend of folk and this like inspiration point approved of the times moving on, and we had this like sense of progression and legacy and like carrying on the torch.
Yeah, well, that would have done a really good idea of like, this is approved by an already established legend, so making Bob Dylan the legend he already is for whatever reasons of what he does would make a lot more sense. One thing I want to talk about, we did talk about the acting a little bit. Three actors in this movie are nominated for Oscars. We have Timothée Chalamet for best leading actor, Edward Norton for Best Supporting Actor, and I can't remember.
Monica Barbaro as Joan Baez.
Yes.
I think Timothée Chalamet is nominated for the wrong movie. I preferred his performance in Dune 2, but it's pretty acceptable. And, like, you know, biopic gets a lot of nominations. I really like Norton's performance in this. I actually wish he had more to do, but I do think it's a deserving nomination. And I do think Barbaro does a really good job. I feel like her character's just not in it too much. She has, like, one standout scene when, like, when Bob Dylan comes in at the end and she kicks him out. And I think that was like her one moment to like really shine. But otherwise, she really didn't have that much to do. But I think she did a good job.
Yeah, I think you say the same thing about Edward Norton as you can for Joan Baez's character, is that she has a couple big moments. The other big moment I think that she had is when they were performing on stage together in that one just like really big, not really arena, but just like stage. And Bob Dylan was just saying whatever he wanted. He didn't care. He didn't care what they were playing,
what they were
doing. Yeah,
I think their on-stage antics are pretty good. And, you know, I think some of it also comes out of the dialogue was a little clunky. I didn't love the dialogue between Elle Fanning's character in this. I feel like it was a little forced. And that kind of comes to where I overall stand on this movie. You know, biopics are supposed to be kind of like, you know, flashy. They're Oscar baity to an extent. And I was really stuck with it until the end. But plot kind of lost me. And I really didn't feel like I learned a lot about Bob Dylan by the end. But I kind of want to listen to Bob Dylan more. And I feel like that's a good takeaway for this movie. So I'm going to give this like a light 7 out of 10.
Yeah, I think I'm going to give it a 7 out of 10 as well. I feel like it's like nothing too crazy. I think there's better biopics. I think there's worse biopics. And that's just kind of where I stand with the Bob Dylan movie.
Yeah, it won't be the worst movie nominated for Best Picture, but it's not the best either.
Exactly.
And yeah, that's it. So thank you much for watching this Review Crew episode.